Ted Fight. Call Ted Fight.
The Radio Avenger. Get even better.
Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, I am. I am. I'm always on fire. I'm burning up here. It's so warm up in New England. That's right. It's got to be 25 anyway. Well, here we are on this Tuesday night edition of the program. And tonight, as you know, since we have an hour, we have chance to sometimes get a guest or two quickly or for the whole program and then get into other issues, as we generally like to do. So Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org has been in touch with me and wanted to bring you and me up to date on what has happened on various pieces of legislation that we have been exposing here on Real Talk Radio. And one of them, of course, happens to be the so-called hate crimes, hate speech legislation, which, of course, passed the House this year and was in the Senate and then went into conference and was part of the military appropriations bill. And now, of course, something interesting and rather magnificent has happened. So let me welcome Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org to the program. Hello, Ted.
Well, hello, Rick. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you, Ted. Well, I guess you have some good news.
Yes, we have a Christmas present from God.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, as our most of our listeners are aware, our National Prayer Network became especially aware about 3 or 4 weeks ago that there was a credible report that there was a big rebellion going on in the House of Representatives. And about 180 Republicans and 20 Democrats were revolting against the idea that they had to rubber stamp this big hate bill, arms bill package, which was going to be coming out of conference.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is legislation. It's must-pass legislation, which doesn't give the president any rights to a line item veto or rejection of any part of it. It's all or nothing. And these Republicans are furious about the tyranny of putting a hate bill protecting homosexuals onto an arms bill ostensibly to protect our men and women in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And so these Republicans were actually going to block legislation President Bush desperately wants to fund our troops, legislation which was 4 months overdue. And amazingly, at least 20 Democrats joined them, and that's 200 members of the House of Representatives. We're getting up pretty close to an even Steven balance there, you see, with 435 members. And so I sent out e-alerts through the last couple of weeks to all the New Right leaders and everyone I could influence, especially on talk radio and the rants and everybody,
mm-hmm.
that we had to widen this division, this rebellion in the House of Representatives, because this was a golden opportunity to get that hate bill stripped off of the Arms Appropriations Bill. This is what they said back when the hate bill was passed in the Senate. The Republicans who did oppose the hate bill said this is going to be a real blockage to getting the necessary funds to our men and women overseas, and there's no sense in attaching such incongruous legislation, pro-homosexual legislation to an arms bill, and how right they were.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a real thorn and has actually, I believe, brought a lot of scorn against the Democrats who insisted on doing that. Their approval ratings continue to plummet, and it's just shenanigans like this
mm-hmm.
that are at the root of that. Self-serving, manipulative efforts like this rather than seeing the good of the country or good of our troops. What the rumor was, actually, just last week, last Monday...
Well, hang on, Ted. We have a quick break, and you can tell us about last Monday when we return in just 3 minutes with Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Listen in and join in. We shall be back in just 3.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We're back with Ted Pike, and Ted, you were just about to say what happened last Monday in the Congress, and go right ahead now.
Yes, we're talking about the big defeat of the federal hate bill last Thursday, and I'm describing the events leading up to it. I had been sounding alarm for 2.5 weeks or so, trying to get new right evangelical leaders, the big organizations, joining me for massive calling to members of the House of Representatives to encourage them to not vote for the arms bill, hate bill package when it came before them. And amazingly, nobody responded. We went clear up to December 4th, not a whisper of any recognition from new right leaders. And this was really, really beginning to trouble me badly, because December 4th was the date when the Democratic leaders of the House and Senate were going to decide whether this arms bill should be kept on. Excuse me, that the hate bill should be kept on the arms bill. And December 4th came, and then suddenly I started calling around to all these organizations and telling them they've got to take action and so on. And fortunately, on December 4th, Family Research Council, FRC, came out with a very powerful e-alert to their vast a readership, encouraging them basically to do exactly what I had been saying for the previous 2.5 weeks, which was to call members of the House of Representatives, members of the conferees, to the the conference between the House and the Senate, telling them, demanding them to strip off that hate bill. And so exactly that time, I called Janet Folger of Faith to Action. She knew nothing about it. She put me on the air. I alerted her 27, I believe, affiliate stations. I called other people, and we started getting some real momentum. Actually, I had emailed an emergency alert to Bob Unruh of the WorldNet Daily mm-hmm. on Monday morning, and by Thursday, mm-hmm. early Thursday morning, WorldNet Daily had a big article in which I was quoted, and FRC was quoted at length, and others, including Michael Markovich. And so very, very late, literally at the zero hour, the new right did come around and basically joined with me. I was on 13 national talk radio shows in those first 3 days of last week. And the long and short of it was that the Democrats found themselves a full 40 votes short of being able to pass their military hate bill package. Mm-hmm. And so they realized it was impossible, and much as they dearly wanted to have that hate bill on there, they had to sacrifice it, and they threw it overboard, and the hate bill has gone down to defeat, at least for the moment.
Now, what has been the reaction from those behind the scenes who have been orchestrating this campaign vis-a-vis the ADL in particular?
Well, Abe Foxman came out with a very, very quick alert in which he was crying crocodile tears and saying that the hate bill is now condemned to languish, quote-unquote mm-hmm. languish, for the next year. I don't believe him. I believe that he's a very deceptive propagandist, and mm-hmm. I don't believe that's really what he has in mind. The fact of the matter is that Kennedy and Smith have every legal right to reintroduce the hate bill anytime they want to in
right.
next year.
Sure.
They can stand up without any kind of introduction or warning to the Senate or to mm-hmm. the public, and they can stand up and demand a roll call vote on that hate bill.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a few months back, I called Senator Smith's office and I said, what are you going to do if the hate bill is stripped off or is rejected or whatever? He said, oh, we'll just reintroduce it as a standalone bill. So they're fully planning on doing that. And I don't believe any of their denials or protestations. I think that we have to continue this to be a very live bomb there within the Congress of the United States. And certainly the ADL will reintroduce it a little more than a year from now in the next Congress.
But we're still dealing with the same Congress next year, right?
Yes, Congress is in session for 2 years, so
until
we're
elections.
Halfway through, yeah.
Yeah.
And if we can keep it from being reintroduced this year, then by definition, the bill is dead, completely dead, until it is revived again in the House of
mm-hmm.
Representatives.
Mm-hmm. So that is some good news. And again, we should not, in any way bury the hatchet in our, binoculars. We must keep our vision and eyesight open to the next possible move that they may pull. Now,
yeah.
Of course, this bill is not the only bill that I know you were concerned about, and we all here have been concerned about. Certainly the Homegrown Terrorism Act and the potential
right.
for great harm to freedom in America today, and the Internet particularly,
is
being considered.
Yeah, it could be considered in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
It has been in the Homeland Security Committee of the Senate under Joe Lieberman's
mm-hmm.
chair, and could be coming out at any time, and that certainly should be powerfully protested.
Oh, absolutely. The margin that it passed by in the
yeah.
House was just incredible.
Yeah.
Only
a
handful of votes in opposition to
sure.
it. And, of course, they argue that it sets up a commission to investigate and to determine what to do. So that's their out, if you will. A rationalization is the legislation, quote-unquote, will not really do anything in and of itself.
Yes.
And we've heard that time and time again.
Uh-huh.
And this is a feeler. This is an opportunity for them to get the ball rolling, so to speak, condition the American public for this idea that we need to look right here in America for homegrown terrorism. And, of course, that excludes the border and those who are coming in as terrorists. The Democrats welcome the illegals, as you know, and potential terrorists coming across the border every day. But when it comes to those of us on the Internet and those of us who are indeed considered to be possible terrorists for questioning government policy and for opposing the government's policies, foreign and domestic, then that is a whole new ball game that they've opened up, right?
That's right. You know, the mentality of this new hate crimes bureaucracy and the New World Order is that society has to be proactive against hate crimes or terrorism, actually before it has any substance, before it has manifests itself in any kind of action.
That's right. Nip it in the bud, yeah.
Or violence. And, you know, this is across the board. You can have it on the Internet. You can have it in grassroots America. People have to be watched lest they commit a thought crime or a hate crime. In other words, up in Canada, they say if you say anything that is likely to intimidate members of federally protected groups, you are guilty of a hate crime, even though it hasn't manifested itself in any kind of abuse or crime yet, just is likely to do that. And we're seeing that even on the international stage. We have our 6th Fleet over there in Persian Gulf, lest Ahmadinejad would be likely to create nuclear weapons, you see. He doesn't have to have them right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's just that he's likely. That justifies the New World Order watching him and draining our exchequer in order to be proactive. And
mm-hmm.
this homegrown terrorism bill is a perfect example of that. As I mentioned on this program, and I did in an email on this subject, I called the FBI. I called my representative in Washington, and they had no idea who these homegrown terrorists were.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here we have hearings going on in Congress dealing with this quote-unquote serious national problem. And so it's a matter of a... They've got a solution in search of a problem, and eventually the media will create that problem. But in the meantime, they'll have all the governmental hierarchy and bureaucracy ready to take care of that problem when it emerges.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
They're laying the groundwork.
Yeah,
absolutely. And if they had tried to pass the so-called Patriot Act before 9/11, it would have been laughed off the stage.
Oh,
they would
have
said, "Well, there's no need for this bill. It's so draconian.
Yeah.
It's so all-encompassing. It's so powerful. It sets the state up as a literal oligarchy, and we don't want that in America." But after 9/11, boy, it didn't take very long for Congress to rush through that bill, and most of them never read it. Were never even seeing copies of it.
Sure.
Before they had a chance to vote on it, they just voted for it. Because Bush told them, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. So it's the same mentality, once again, that will be created for us here in America. All we need is an incident, incident on the Internet, or someone to do something, or a plant to do something that would certainly cause a lot of fear on the part of the American people to do something about Internet terrorism, so-called. Sure. And then you have the groundwork laid. You say it doesn't take very much.
Well, that's why we have to be proactive
in
working against this legislation before it matures into an actual octopus, a bureaucracy in Washington, whether it's the Homeland Security or the Department
of
Global Anti-Semitism or this new department and so on.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, I'd like to just make an announcement tonight that Mark Glenn and I have been working together, and we have a four-minute tape by Ahmadinejad, which was specifically made for Mark Glenn's No More Wars for Israel conference out in California in September. And we are now featuring that on Google as an exercise in free speech, and we're tying that together with my little e-alert, the 30-minute e-alert I did about the bad behavior of the members of the Senate in September. And the religious leaders, how they let the hate bill pass. And I modified my hate bill, my video alert, shortened it way down, and have also presenting a recap there of what happened in Congress last week. Anyway,
right.
that's going to be posted at Google tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All right. Well, if you can hang on, Ted,
yes.
We'll stay at least till the bottom of the hour. If people have a quick question or comment for Ted Pike, 800-313-9443. You hear the topic. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Oh, yes, indeed. They do, don't they, huh? Hey, I've got to give a couple of seconds here to RBN sponsor Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bills. There's no cost, no hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. With the way the economy is going, every bit will help, that's for sure. So to visit RBN sponsor, just go to www.energy-swap.com or call 888-238-6397. Again, that's www.energy-swap.com or call 888-238-6397. And we're back with Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. And Ted, this, we call it the thought crimes bill. You were talking about the one that passed the House HR 1955. You were saying about its prospects and what it may lead to in the Senate.
Yes, that could be going before the Senate in the next couple of weeks before Christmas.
Right.
And
right.
It's, As I say, it passed very rapidly through the House.
Oh, yes.
And it could do the same thing. Unfortunately, the new right leaders certainly have not picked up on that. Janet Folger wanted to talk about it today. I was on with an hour with her today, and but she's concerned, very concerned about that as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, who's going to be on this commission, by the way? Who will be picked? I can just imagine the names, you know, the people that would be investigating people who might be considered to be radicals and radicalizing our nation, quote unquote. And of course, that term and the definitions given are very, very, very loosely and vaguely defined.
That's right.
In itself should be unconstitutional.
That's right. And all of these hate bills in the fine print, they make generous invitation for non-government organizations who specialize in civil liberties matters, read ADL, to be on the commissions advising and giving a lot of input.
Absolutely, they do. And so we must be on guard for that. And the best thing to do now, I guess, again, is to call the senators, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to get calls going into the senators, not only about the homegrown terrorism bill, but we have to let them know that we are aware that they did not put up a spirited defense of liberty on September 27th. They let the hate bill pass. I believe they actually wanted it to pass so George Bush could get the credit for vetoing it. But we have to let them know that we're holding them accountable. And should the hate bill be reintroduced, we expect them to go out there and play the man and put up a ruckus, a fight, a better fight, lest even after this great victory, it will pass again.
And those numbers, again, we should give our listeners, for those new listeners, of course, the toll-free as well as the toll number. So you wish to give them, Ted, you may right now.
Okay.
I'll give them.
Well, you go ahead. You're probably clearer than I am.
Well, I know that one of them is the toll-free number, 877-851-6437. And there's also another 800 number. That would be 800-614-2803. And then there is a toll number, which I don't have right in front of me, but it's area code 202. That much I know.
Yeah, it's a 225-3121.
That's the number, yeah.
202-225-3121. That's the Senate, a toll-free number.
That's direct, but that would be a toll call for listeners. The others are toll-free numbers to call the Senate, definitely. And we want people to do that and also to come to your website, truthtellers.org, and get the latest information that you have posted on the site.
Yeah, we're going to have a link tomorrow there to this Ahmadinejad tape tape along with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a four-minute video, right?
It is. It's a four-minute video, very high quality, excellent English translator translating his remarks, mm-hmm. very critical of Zionism and Jewish control and so on. Mm-hmm. Everybody should listen to it. Not that you have to agree entirely with it, but we have to have free speech, not just in America, but we have to have international free speech in order to avoid war.
Right. Well, you see, that's exactly why we have to be defending the rights of people like Ahmadinejad to speak at the UN, because as we see, there are some in this country, people who are in the government running Homeland Security, who are a threat to America and our freedoms, who are considering people like you and Mark Glenn and me, who would speak to men like Ahmadinejad as possible potential homegrown terrorists.
Well, that's right. And ADL is the master of creating twisted definitions mm-hmm. that turn upside down all reality and common sense. And,
yes.
We can't let them be making these pivotal terms, ethical terms for our society. We have to go ahead and that's why we're doing this video project to assert even Ahmadinejad's right to free speech in the international forum, mm-hmm. as well as everybody else's.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, thank you, Ted, for being on this segment and bringing our listeners up to date once again. And we will be in touch as the days roll ahead.
Thank you, Rick.
Amen. Thank you again. Now, bye-bye. Ted Pike. All right. And you heard the report, and I'm glad that we updated the situation and how intervention, divine intervention, did in fact take place just this past week or so. So having said that, now I see the clock is telling me it's time to take another break, but we'll take calls on this and anything else that is on your little heart out there. 800-313-9443 is the number, and we have callers that we'll be speaking to when we come back. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, sir, we are back. And don't forget to support Republic Broadcasting Network. And you give us your attention at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And jump aboard, and you can click on Listen Live, support the program. You can enter the chat room if you wish, and you can definitely support Republic Trading as well with your purchases and your own portfolio while you're at it. So just remember that, okay? It's very easy. If you wish to call the network during the days, you can also do that as well. But right now, let me take a call from Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on the program.
Thanks, Rick. Good evening. And The Reverend Ted Pike has left the show.
Yes. Okay. We just had him on because of the short time that we have together. He just wanted to bring us up to date. But the subject continues, sure.
Oh, I know, but I wanted to ask him, and if he's still listening, please hope he calls back. But I wanted to ask him about the status of the ENDA, E-N-D-A.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is still being considered. That has not passed as far as I know. If you want, I'll tell you what, Mike, the producer, you want to call Ted Pike back? You can get him and see if he wants to comment on that. Come back on. That's up to him. Okay, Mike?
Yeah. All right. And if he doesn't come back on, here's the situation. He gave us a fair warning, Reverend Ted Pike, back in near the end of October.
Right.
And House Resolution 2015 had certain provisions in it, and the gay community was very upset when the final bill came out, House Resolution 3685, less than a week later, and that passed on Wednesday, November the 7th. But what happened, many gays were upset because the bill, the revised bill, H.R. 3685, did not provide protection for transsexuals and cross-dressers like Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it went over to the Senate, and I was looking at the calendar, and it said on November the 8th, uh-huh. It was received in the Senate, read the first time, placed on the Senate legislative calendar, and then on November 13th, read the second time,
yeah.
And placed on Senate legislative calendar under General Orders Calendar Number 479. And then after that, other than the Washington Post and their article Friday, December 7th, it made mention of that in their discussion about how so many people were upset about the failure of the hate crime bill to go forward. There was also this paragraph celebrating that victory in the House, but if on this end of vote.
Yeah, I think we have Ted Pike back on the line. Do we, Mike?
Yes,
do we have Ted? Hi, Ted.
Yes.
Hey, we called you back because we have Ernest on the line here, and the importance of being Ernest wants to know about the latest on the ENDA bill, which I didn't think had passed yet. Is that right?
Well, it certainly has passed the House of Representatives.
No, I mean the Senate, though. The
yeah.
Senate.
No, it hasn't passed, and there's some doubt about whether they really want to push that through in the election year coming ahead. With all this provision for homosexuals and transvestites and transgenders and all that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
whether it's not going to be good PR for the Democratic Party, you know, people like Chris Dodd are wanting to posture as proponents of family values and all that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and to get too involved with promotion of a pro-homosexual agenda, they're having kind of second thoughts about it. I did call about ENDA last week, and got the impression it was kind of stalled. Did I understand it's out of committee?
Oh, it was read twice in the Senate and placed on the calendar, but
uh-huh.
I don't. It doesn't say anything about the Senate bill number or any committee being considering it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
well,
just take...
those things kind of happen to some of these bills if they get a little out of favor with the Democratic leadership, but. I did hear something over the holidays that Reid, Senate Majority Leader Reid, mm-hmm. feels that it's a very important piece of legislation, and he would like to see it go through. But on the other hand, there seem to be some misgivings there in Democratic leadership, and it's a ticking bomb there. It's very dangerous legislation, and we have to watch things very carefully.
But I
don't have a definitive answer on when that might be pushed through.
But it has not yet, and that's the question you wanted answered.
I think one of the healthiest things that's happened in Congress is, of course, this massive defeat, massive, massive reversal to the fortunes of the Kennedy hate crimes Gestapo there that they fought. You know, this is deja vu. I see this again and again. these people think they have the hate bill in the bag and they have all the votes and all that kind of thing. And I believe God comes along and creates confusion in their ranks, and it slips away from them. That's happened repeatedly, at least in the last several hate bill attempts in the previous years. So this is quite unnerving to these liberals. You know, they came in a year ago feeling very confident, very cocky, as if they were going to absolutely run everything, and there would be nothing that the Republicans could do to stop this Democratic juggernaut that was going to get all this evil legislation passed. But what we have seen is that at least three, if not four, major left-wing bills, Orwellian bills, have been defeated in one form or another, and now the big hate bill, which is the kind of the prima donna of them all, has been massively reversed and defeated. And Joe Solomonese is the head of a huge gay rights organization here in America, and he was like Abe Foxman was weeping, virtually weeping this week over this staggering and unforeseen reversal.
Yes, and in fact, Ted, in the Washington Post article dated Friday, December 7th, they talk about his reaction, and also they mentioned Enda in that the decision to drop the hate crime measure was seen as a blow to civil rights group, which
yes.
This fall celebrated the House passage of an employment non-discrimination bill giving workplace protections to homosexuals. But I read in other articles that the gay community was very upset with House Resolution 3685 because it had did not provide protection for transsexuals
yes.
and cross-dressers like Rudy Giuliani, I was telling Rick.
Yeah, the Endo had some snags in the road a month or so ago where there was real concern whether they would be able to pass it in the House of Representatives if they gave the homosexuals and the transgressors, all those people, exactly what they wanted. And so they had to pull back a bit. And they were hoping that they could get everything they wanted in a final push, literally out on the House floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that quite materialized.
Well, thank you for all your outstanding work on this. And RBN and you, Rick, and Jack McGlam, and so many people who have brought this up. Ted, your website has really helped, and your follow-up and your communications to all of us. You really made a difference.
Well, thank you so much, Ernest.
Right, and just remember, the fight is never over until the fat lady sings.
Absolutely, and let's continue to call and say no to the law of the sea treaty.
Well, that's another one, and we can also add a few to that as well, you know. Yes, the Foreign Intelligence Service Surveillance Act as well. And my goodness, there's no end to what they're up to. And, you know, it's just like being involved with a hornet's nest. And we have to not get stung and try to fend off the attack and put them right back in the hive, you know?
Well, you know, speaking of involvement, I think what we've seen this last week is that God himself mixes religion and politics. And
a hate crime now.
He is very concerned about the fate of this country. He is very much opposed, as we are, to all forms of hate crimes legislation, antichrist legislation. And if we continue to turn toward him and call toward him, mm-hmm. I believe we've only begun to see some mighty deliverances.
Yes, and we've seen them time and again, so we must never give up the prayer and fasting and doing as well.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Ernie, for your call, and Ted for coming back on and making that point as well. If anyone else, we had someone else jump on and jump off the line, but if you have a quick call for Ted Pike, we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Yes, Mike, do we have that gentleman? We have Chris now? Okay, he's back too. All right, Chris in California, you're on with Ted Pike. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello, Rick and Ted. Rick, first off, we'd love to hear 3 hours of you.
Well, I would too, but, you know, right now we have the one, so.
Okay, wonderful.
We'll wait and see what happens in the coming months, okay?
Mr. Ted Pike, I appreciate all your work in the hate crime legislation and how we put that down. ultimately.
Thank you.
But we have a related bill. It's Senate Bill 1959.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are familiar.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
And would you please? Oh well, I wasn't there.
I understand.
But could you relate this to the hate crime and how they're always, the Senate never ends, week after week they're continually trying to throw more crap down our throats. It never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so please, Ted, relate the hate crime legislation that we put down temporarily to the current Senate Bill 1959, if you would.
Well, Senate Bill 1959, actually, the House version was 1955.
Correct.
And this is the, the proper title is the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act,
mm-hmm.
and passed very fast in the House of Representatives with only 6 votes.
You know, excuse me, I think that's very hateful in itself. Homegrown terrorism. What a Nebuchadnezzar a statue of gold that they're building with.
Yeah,
this.
Well, it's another one of these solutions in search of a problem, and they claim in this bill that we have a big problem. Coming through the internet, coming through streaming internet, of creating extremism and inciting these extremists to violent acts of radicalization, which means intimidation or violence against federally protected groups,
or hate,
yeah.
Ted.
Well, yeah, it's cyber hate and so on, and of course behind all of this, let's just spit it out. It's the ADL. The ADL has this big international organization now called the. It's ENOC, the International Network Against Cyber Hate, and it's rooted in the ADL's big 56-member nation hate crimes Gestapo they're establishing in Europe, called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got all these European nations now walking in lockstep with them, each parroting these ADL twisted definitions and relaying statistics of so-called acts of intimidation and hate crimes to ADL, and what they're wanting to do is unite America with Europe, Canada, Australia, and so on in this huge international hate crimes bureaucracy, which is going to be adjudicated from Jerusalem. This is the ultimate dream of ADL, is basically to have those who are anti-Semitic or so-called anti-Semitic or who criticize or question the facts and figures of the Holocaust, they want them deported like they did with Jermar Rudolph and Ernst Zundel and so on, and have them imprisoned and actually brought up or drawn up to Jerusalem for trial. And, of course, this will be a perfect fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy that Christians would be drawn up to Jerusalem. They would be imprisoned there in the synagogues
Under the Jew Synagogue of Satan court of North.
That's right. And anyway, this homegrown terrorism bill claims that we have a big problem with streaming hate, which is coming off of the internet. And for this legislation will not actually create a law. It'll create a federal commission, which will sit for a year and a half to study this big problem of hate over the internet that is causing so much violent radicalization of these largely fictitious people here in the United States. It never says who these homegrown terrorists are or who these extremists are. They are just bogeys out there that we have to study and legislate in order to keep ahead of.
Absolutely, and I thank you very much, Chris, for you calling in to help us steer the course.
You know, Rick, that was an excellent statement by Pastor Ted, and
yes.
By the same token, we appreciate that. I just wanted to connect connectivity to the two.
Mm-hmm.
Hate crime isn't over, Pastor Ted.
No, it isn't.
It's not, because we've got to deal with SB, 1959, so forth. Thank you for your format. You guys are the best.
Very
God bless
good.
You.
Appreciate thank that. You. Amen. The feeling is mutual. Now let's take Marianne in Arkansas, because she also is a friend of Rick Stanley, who is a political prisoner in prison right now. Hi, Marianne.
Hey, Rick. God bless you. I love you, you know.
Well, you know, we have Ted with us, Ted Pike, and
yes,
I know.
Yes, and I've been listening. And, Ted, I salute you
for
the work that you've done, your diligence in staying. If we had 100 people who would be as diligent as Dr. Ted Pike, then, I'm sorry, Ted, we could absolutely turn things around by keeping people informed. I hated to interrupt your program. It's so good tonight, Rick. It
well, no,
is.
Because you wanted to mention Rick Stanley, but doesn't that relate to what we're talking about?
Well, it actually does very much, and I'll have a comment about that.
Sure.
You know, we are at the Christmas season, and if you don't mind my giving his address.
No, of course not.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You take your time and do it slowly. Give people a chance to get their pencil and paper ready,
right.
And we'll do that.
Yeah,
because, you know, Ted,
and...
you know, well, hang on. Ted, you know of Rick Stanley and what he's been gone through, what he's been persecuted for, right?
Actually, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you don't? All right. Well, Rick Stanley, you know, was a fellow.
I'll give his websites, and they can read. I mean,
right.
The man's been through, you know, a six-year legal battle, and now he's been sentenced to 6 years in prison. This is a successful businessman,
mm-hmm.
a family man, a man of God,
yes.
a man who, with knowledge of history and government and law,
right.
He ran for U.S. Senator in Colorado in 2002, and so this was escalated what should have been a very minor deal. He wanted to prove the test of the Second Amendment, and of course federal law was on his side, state law was on his side,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and there was a city ordinance. And so in the beginning it started out with him having, you know, like a fine of $600 or $700 and few days in jail and that sort of thing. But then somewhere along the way in his discourse with the judges, and there was two cases in two separate counties, he brought up the fact that we the people still do have some rights.
Mm-hmm.
They are guaranteed through mm-hmm. the Constitution.
Yeah.
Part of that has to do with our right to arrest officials who abuse their power,
uh-huh.
and that sort of thing. And the judge decided that he felt threatened.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
he was threatened
yeah.
by that. He was threatened by the Constitution.
So that escalated it.
And now he's in prison, and he's appealing his sentence. If you want to hang on, Mary Lynn, stay with me, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, Ted Pike, you stay there, too. We'll be right back to tie it all together. Right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, our guest Ted Pike.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back now, and we do have Ted Pike on the line, Mary Ann in Arkansas. And Mary Ann, you pretty much summed up the situation of political prisoner Rick Stanley very well. And Rick Stanley was a self-proclaimed, quote, enemy of the state when he ran for U.S. Senate in Colorado. So,
well, unfortunately, in the vernacular of the current day, our political correctness, anyone that says I support the Constitution, I think we sort of immediately become suspect. And since there's so many supporting Ron Paul, and yeah, we do support the Constitution, so I guess that's going to put a lot.
And he's already been labeled a terrorist by talk show hosts.
Might as well smile and grin, you know.
Yeah.
So let me just give some quick information.
Give the address out where people can write to Rick Stanley.
Okay, first of all, that Richard Stanley, 137125, DCC 4-107B, 4102 Sawmill Road, Delta, Colorado, 81416.
All right.
And now, okay, and so now he's written that he the last submission for reconsideration to the Colorado Supreme Court has been refused. So that allows him now to go directly to the Federal Court of Appeals, and that will appeals court, and that will be next.
Yeah.
And I would like everyone to remember Rick and his wife Pam in their prayers. She's going to have surgery, and his website is stanley2002.org. It's a one-stop shop to find out, you know, read important information in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers. It's an awesome thing that he's maintained that.
Yes, and Stanley is S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
Thank you. And fasteners, right. So is that, for me, that's a difficult word. fasteners.com.
Stanley Fasteners, yes.
And I mentioned that simply because, Rick, and I wouldn't normally do this, but I don't think you'll mind, but Rick has been out hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, in this six-year legal battle.
Absolutely.
And his business is suffering with him away from it. His steady hand at the leadership. And, you know, all of us use light bulbs, nuts, bolts, and toilet paper. And so if people would go there and see what they've got and who they can recommend them to, it's supporting the cause.
Sure.
Even if it costs a little more than getting it from the China distribution store at the corner. And in one comment, and then I'll go. I appreciate you so much, Rick. You will be a. I know you've got a program. A friend, Don Nikoloff. You're going to be on his program. I think Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken.
Thursday morning, I believe, at 1.
Well, yeah, it's at that cusp. It's right at the midnight hour, and it goes into the next day. Tonight, Don will be addressing this situation specifically pertaining to Rick, and I think it's going to be a really, really interesting program. And if I could just give his website link.
Yeah, go ahead quickly now. We're almost out of time.
And then I'm done. Evidentfootprints.com will take you directly there, and his website is directlightproductions.com, and they're on server one at the BBS radio. But Don Nikoloff, you know, has been an investigative journalist.
Yes, he's been on our show. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Thank
you, Mary Ann, for the update. And Ted, we're out of time, but I'm glad you came back to spend the hour with us.
Anytime, Rick.
Thank you, Ted Pike, and we will be opening our eyes and our ears and keep calling the Senate. We'll hear from you soon. Thank you. Good night, Ted.
Bye.
All righty. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back again tomorrow night. Later in the week, we're going to have, we're going to have some interesting programming again. So you stay tuned. I'll tell you about that tomorrow night. We hope you enjoyed the show. Continue to support and listen to RBN, RepublicBroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night. With